is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
You know, I think that the most valuable people entering the liberty movement are the young people. And there's, you know, been such an influx of young people entering the liberty movement. And, you know, you got to wonder, how young is it that you want to start educating people about liberty? Well, if you've got somebody close to you, maybe you should get them the book called An Island Called Liberty. It is a simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples, and order today. Get a 10% discount for Free Talk Live listeners with coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty, freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to bring Zach back from Minnesota. Zach, for our listeners just tuning in, where were you going right before we went to the news break?
Okay. Like I was saying before, I get into these debates with what I like to call the statists, and it always comes back to infrastructure. It's either new development, putting in new roads, or those that already exist. I haven't really formed a good argument as far as transitioning that to private ownership, as well as privately developing new roads. I'm just more of a minarchist. I don't know if there's any other option than some form of government and, unfortunately, therefore taxation. I don't have an alternative.
So let me give you a couple of ways to go with this. I kind of hold the minarchist banner here at Free Talk Live. I don't know if that I entirely fit into that category, but whatever. First off, what I often like to say to people is, okay, you trade me cops, courts, and roads for everything else. You get the government out of everything besides cops, courts, and causeways, and we'll call it a day. You know, fine. Let the government stick with those things. And, you know, you can let it rest there. However, there are many good arguments for the things that you're talking about. There are private roads all over the United States, and they work just fine. Roads could be auctioned off to the highest bidder. I know there's the rich guy that wants to encircle your house and only let you get out by helicopter. But whatever, you know, that it would be pretty easy for roads to go privatized.
I like the one that allows each property owner to own the portion of road that abuts their property or that runs through their property.
Yeah, because remember, most roads at some point or another, you know, took a piece of property from someone and you know, as a right of way, and then you know, so their property, they have been harmed at least sometime in the past. The property itself has been harmed. So, secondly, the idea of building new roads. This one, you know, I did some research. At one point, I thought eminent domain was the only way you could build a road, and it's just not true. You can use what they call auction theory. You know, there's different ways to do auctions. So, if you have to run a road from point A to point B, you can make an offer to everybody between point A and point B that, look, I'm willing to pay you this amount per acre as long as everybody else along the way, you know, will accept my offer. Then I'm, you know, I'll pay you this, and then you know, everybody either chooses to do that or not. So you can make a contingent offer to the people between point A and point B that goes another direction, you know, slightly curves around or whatever, to get around that cantankerous guy. You don't have to buy each individual piece of property along the way, and then you run into a cantankerous guy who says, well, I'm not going to sell until you give me 10 times what my property's worth. You don't have to do that. You can just make offers to people contingent on other people buying. There's all kinds of contingencies in real estate. So
you're talking about one
simple.
You're talking about one way, Mark, that the marketplace can handle.
No, that's how government could do it.
Okay.
Well, government could do that if they wanted to.
When you have your only tool's a hammer, you know.
Right, but that's the thing. You could take the hammer away from government, and they could still put in new roads.
If the government doesn't have a hammer, it's just another market actor.
No, it would if they right. Anybody else could put in should be able to put roads in if right, they want to do
the government road company, what was formerly known as the city of fill in the blank, now building roads.
Right,
on
but
private
basis. They could still forcibly extract funds from people in order to build the road.
Okay, then that's not taking the hammer away. If they're forcibly extracting funds.
The hammer of eminent domain. We're talking,
I see.
The government has a couple of different forceful hammers,
yeah.
And the hammer called eminent domain,
gotcha.
It doesn't need it.
I see what you're saying. But it uses it because, well, you know,
right,
they
might as well. Yeah,
they force people to do.
It's nice to be able to get things cheaply.
So does that give you something to chew on there, Zach?
Well, that'd be more than before I called. But I just foresee some sort of monopoly, like what is now the government. Again, I don't know if there could really be competitors. I don't really see how that would work then, because what if Company A's road ends and now Company B's road picks up? Now you have to pay two companies. And
who's you?
You know,
who's you have to pay? When you say you have to pay two companies, who are you referring to?
Well, just if all the roads were, you know, Road Service Incorporated, and you had to pay, you know, so much per year to drive on their roads.
Okay, let
me handle this one. Being in advertising, this is a really simple one. Can you imagine if you owned a road, you'd be able to put, you know, as many billboards as you want up along it, plus the fact that you could sell the road itself as an advertising venue? You don't need to pay for roads. The fact is that there's a lot of people that would be willing to, you know, in the same way this radio show is brought to tens of thousands of people on the weekdays and hundreds of thousands of people on the weekends. They don't have to pay for it. Some government agent didn't have to come and forcibly extract money from them. We just get people that want to reach those ears and those eyes. Obviously, it's radio. It's only ears in this case. But in the roads, it would be eyes to pay for it.
Tolls are such an old kind of idea. I mean, they've been around for so long. It's kind of a governmental thing where the government's trying to recoup money. Allegedly is why they start toll booths, and then they say they're going to take them away.
And they never stop.
They never do. But, yeah, advertising is one way to support a road. Another way might be because when you talk about billboards, Mark, that kind of I think that turns a certain type of person off. Somebody –
Right,
somebody
pushy people that don't like people to be able to put up signs.
Well, right, I think there's something to be said to having a nice canopy road where you just see trees on the side and there's
sure.
not a bunch
you
of advertising.
You have scenic byways, and you likely you'd have to pay for your scenic byway. The
there's
same
that,
way you have
but,
to pay
okay,
for.
Will you let me
pipes,
explain
parts.
It here? Okay, so yeah, maybe you would. There would still be some toll roads. I'm not saying they would all go away, but on the other hand, maybe there would be an alternative way to sponsor a road. Perhaps maybe a road could simply be the Goodyear Highway, and it would have no, you know, it would have zero billboards on it, and it would be pristine and all that, but it would be brought to you by Goodyear or something like that, you know, some sort of automotive Toyota, the Toyota Superhighway, and everybody would call it those things, right? Well, we're going to take the Toyota Superhighway to go up north to the stadium and see a game. They would be essentially like the SACL CII phone lines are here on this program. So that would be maybe one way to have like a big old sponsor for one road.
It's a good way to lose money, you're right.
How do you know it would lose money, Mark?
Man, I'm
know
telling
that?
You, if you have all that real estate that belongs to you and there isn't any kind of government influence on it, you're going to put up signs in order to recoup the money. Roads are big, expensive projects. And the idea of one sponsorship...
They're expensive and big because they're done by the government. Imagine how much cheaper it would be to build a road in the absence of the government monopoly. You'd have competition and innovation in different types of roads. All I'm saying is for people that don't want to see billboards, there might be roads
are nosy
for them.
And they need to stay out of other people's
There might be roads for them, though, too, Mark. I'm not saying – all I'm telling you, Mark, is in the same way that there are organizations out there that like to keep private land pristine.
There might be a few, Ian.
There may
but
be
it's
some
very
roads,
unlikely. When you're talking
like a historic
about two
road
business,
or something.
Business plans, you know, one that looks like it's going to make a whole bunch of money and yeah. the other one that doesn't, sorry.
It just depends
idea.
On what the market wants, Mark. If what the market is demanding is a road,
the market's
trying to bring up
getting from here to there
yeah.
cheaply.
I'm just trying to bring up some objections to when you say billboards everywhere. I can hear people saying, "Oh God, the last thing I want is I drive somewhere is a bunch of billboards."
Right.
Everywhere.
Well, to that person, I say, "Hey, you know what you're doing in order to pay for your road? You're forcing other people to get what you want."
No, I didn't
and that's
say
not
force.
A nice way
I didn't
to do
say
it.
Force. I said
that's
that
what we currently have.
Right.
Those people that don't like billboards understand that your plan really isn't going to work, and they have to force other people.
I see. There you go, Zach. Hope that answers your questions. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I was just trying to come up with an explanation that wasn't as offensive to those people. That would be a possibility if there was enough demand in the marketplace to have a nice canopy road or, naturally scenic road. There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution to...
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. Our website is freetalklive.com. It allows you to go in and get interactive. You can submit show prep ideas and news stories, blog posts, videos, audio, whatever you want to the site. Other listeners then vote them up and vote them down, and you can vote things up and down as well, and the most popular items will be moved to the front page of the website. Get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Now, the public school system sucks off of the productive capacity of hardworking people. And whether their government education succeeds or fails, spoiler alert, it fails, at providing real education to the public, the cost goes up and up year after year, and there are no refunds. Oh, yeah, and it also destroys individualism and curiosity. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we're going to continue here with your phone calls in just a quick moment, but Mark, just to real quick go back to the toll issue, the roads issue. We were asked, well, in the absence of a coercive government violent monopoly, how would the roads be handled? And your answer was advertising, advertising, advertising. And then you made statements about what you thought would be viable in the marketplace. And the thing I was cautioning you about is I don't think it's fair to say you know what the marketplace is going to want. You may think that the marketplace will want a bunch of ads on their roads so they don't have to pay a toll, but I think that's a false choice. I think there's certainly the possibility of other things becoming an option, especially if there's a demand for people saying, look, there's too many billboards around here. We don't want to see all these as we're driving. We don't want to be distracted by them. In fact, what if the statistics Wayne mentioned this during the break, what if the statistics bear out that having all the distractions actually is causing more accidents, so therefore a road might say, well, you're safer driving on our road because we don't have all the distractions that the road with all the advertising has on it. So there
That's a what-if situation, and it could be true. The marketplace is going to do whatever the marketplace is going
that's
to do.
Right.
And you gave your suggestion, which is there could be the Michelin superhighway. But all I'm trying to point out to you is that there is a business model that makes more sense and less sense. What I believe the marketplace wants is to be able to get from here to wherever they're going, mostly work, school, the grocery store, things like that, as quickly, as safely, and as expeditiously as possible. And in order to do that, it seems to me that the company that's going to be able to sell the most ads and therefore make the most money is going to be able to provide them with that the best.
What if it isn't roads and cars? You know, the whole roads and cars thing was basically in the last 100 years was kind of foisted upon us by government and the auto companies and the oil and the, you know, the tire companies because they want to sell more of their product. But the more efficient way to transport people in certain areas, not all, but certain, is usually trains or buses. And trains used to be a lot more prevalent in this country.
How about flying cars?
How about transporters?
Teleporters?
Teleporters, there you go.
I don't know if teleporters are possible, but I do know flying cars have been around for some time, and they would get significantly better with usage. I do think that once you got rid of the violent apparatus called the government and the FAA, that you'd probably see more flying cars come up. I think they have their own problem, which is licensing and how however that's going to work. I don't know how you're going to prevent somebody who is unqualified from driving a flying car, i.e. a 13-year-old, from hopping in one and, you know, crashing it into somebody's house and possibly injuring them terribly or something like that. But I think that that's going to happen, and the marketplace will figure out how to handle it.
Computerized tracks as far as what, if you're going to fly somewhere, you go to Google Maps or Google Flight or something like that, and then you punch up where you want to go, and the ship just takes you there. You don't even have to drive it or fly it. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Scott is listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, interesting conversation.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I mean, the government could do some useful things. The government could do some things that are pretty interfering. But just to throw out a statistic, you don't really have to link them together if you don't want to. But we're spending about $7.3 billion a month in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Who is we?
And the United States.
Oh, the federal government, you mean?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, good.
And we're paying, you know, we pay taxes for that, towards that.
I don't.
About one-sixth of Americans pay taxes for that.
I refuse to pay for killing. I won't pay for killing and harming other people. But go ahead.
Well, I pay taxes.
That's too bad.
We're spending about $7.2 billion. I mean, we could spend $7.2 billion and basically get broadband access for rural America. But one of the things that's interfering with that, what's that?
It'd probably be pretty crappy. I mean, the government would run it after all.
No, it would be privately. It's just basically funding to get the infrastructure to do it, and you probably have other cable companies that would be running it.
So I see what you're saying. So I wouldn't jump into that.
But what I'm saying is what's interfering with that is basically lobby money that influences the Congress to get things done.
So what you're saying is instead of spending billions on a war and the essentially the corporate welfare that's going into the military-industrial complex, you would propose putting corporate welfare in the hands of Internet companies.
No, you're just the conclusions. What if you need telemedicine in a rural area where you have a doctor that wants
to... You know what? We're losing your cell phone. I'll tell you what. I'll put you on hold. Maybe you can come back in a better cell in a moment. We'll have the board op check back in on Scott.
I'm confused as to whether Scott's saying that people that we're wasting a bunch of money on Iraq and Afghanistan, which I concur. I do not want to be forced to spend money on that. And
I definitely hear him saying that, and that there are better things government could do with the money.
Well, so no, I don't know that he necessarily said the government could do that with the money. There's better things that could be done with the money than that. Much is true.
He started out by talking about how the government can do some things that are bad and some things that are good, and he's proposing what he thinks is an alternative for the money that's currently being spent killing people. And I, you know, as far as if you have to choose, you want to put a gun to somebody's head and you want to put a gun to my head and say, spend money killing people or spend money
trying to do a really inefficient way of providing broadband and access to
trying
people
to
in the
centrally
rural areas.
Plan broadband expansion in the country. I mean, obviously I'll take broadband over killing, but I'd prefer that we not be extracting money by force from people in the first place and then using it for whatever arbitrary purposes that the government bureaucrats decide is important. And I like broadband internet access. But the marketplace has done a fine job of bringing internet and broadband as widely distributed as it currently is today. We don't need some bureaucrats deciding where it should go next. In fact, that's one of the scariest things that could happen to the internet is the bureaucrats getting their hands in it.
Yeah, because then what they'll start to do is try to dictate the content.
Oh yeah, like they are in Australia.
Yeah, there's a move to do that more and more, but you can imagine how there'd be even more of a push to it if they were actually installing it.
Let's see if we've got Scott back. We'll try him back here real quick. Is Scott still with us?
I'm still with you.
Okay, there you are. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I think we got off a little track because all I was saying was it's a complete losing proposition as far as the $7.2 billion. It's basically, it is social. It is a social thing. What I'm not saying that you're saying is that the government wouldn't be running that broadband. The broadband would be run by, let's say, Time Warner Cable
and
all the other cable companies.
I see what you're saying, Scott, but the government would be stealing money from people in order to create a new marketplace for Time Warner and Comcast and these other entities.
But what I'm saying is, let me go a step further. It's not for teenagers sitting there surfing on the Internet. I mean, that'll happen anyway. That's not the point of the whole thing. The point of the whole thing is allowing rural areas to create more jobs by creating businesses, and also
businesses
won't move into those areas without.
I'll tell you what, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this rural areas and how it is that people in cities somehow owe subsidies.
I'd like to point out that I live in a rural area and I don't really have broadband access. I've got to use a cell phone connection.
So you should force people, Mark. You should force people to pay for your
broadband. I don't advocate that. No.
There's more coming up here. We'll talk hopefully a little more with Scott and take your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. We've got news updates to get signed up. We can send you the updates via email. That's probably the best way to guarantee you see everything. Plus, we also have our Twitter profile and Facebook fan page. A couple of other ways for you to get the latest on the show. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for one or all of those if you'd like. It's all free. News.freetalklive.com.
Have you tried to lose weight before but failed? I've developed, with the help of experts, a super concentrated weight loss formula. All you have to do is take the pills. You don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. I price them so that you can spend less than a dollar a day to lose the weight you've been trying to get rid of. You can go check it out at LumaThinPlus.com. That's LumaThinPlus.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. I would take Scott, but he dropped off the line. Scott, listening in Ithaca to WNYY, called up to talk about essentially proposing a corporate welfare plan for internet service providers. And it was he used the war to kind of promote his idea as a better
as a better alternative to killing. And I would agree. It's a better alternative to killing, no doubt about it.
Yes.
But
I would rather you stick me in the arm with a sharp stick than stick me in the chest with a sharp stick.
Yeah, and I'd rather, if I'm going to have my stolen money spent somewhere, I'd rather not be spent killing people and hurting them.
But it begs the question of rights. Do I have the right to keep the money that I've earned, or do you have the right to take it from me and provide people who have willingly, as far as I can tell, live in rural areas? I could live in Keene, New Hampshire. I choose to live in a town that surrounds it because that's what I want to do. Do I have the right to extract from everybody in America money in order to provide me with broadband internet? Would it be
according to Scott? You do.
Would it make America more productive? Perhaps one might make the argument. It seems to me whenever you make a government instituted monopoly, things get pretty inefficient.
Well, and the ends don't justify the means. I mean, even if it's
right.
True that giving all rural areas in America broadband access would somehow increase the economy or the productivity of America, and I think that's speculative. Even if it were true, it doesn't justify aggression against peaceful people. And that's the only way you can get the money to expand the businesses of Time Warner and Comcast. Because he was pointing out that, it's not really corporate welfare, or it's not going to be government run, is what he said. It'll be the Time Warner and the other companies that would be running the internet. It wouldn't be government run. It would just be the government would be providing the money for them to expand out into areas that they currently
don't.
They are
expanding out, by the way, into areas that they currently don't. And this
because
is
they
the,
have, yeah,
this is
incentive.
The problem with getting the government involved in the marketplace. The fact is, the marketplace is moving along that path, and it's going as quickly as it goes, and it will result in the best things for everyone once it gets there without the government intervention in this area.
I guess the question to ask here, too, is would you rather just pay a little bit more for a broadband subscription in a rural area, or do you want to pay higher taxes? So I would rather pay more for my broadband and then at least have some competition down the road.
Right, that's
then,
fair.
That's fair, right.
Right, because there might be somebody out there that doesn't want... I mean, what about the people that don't use the internet? What are there, about a quarter of the people in the nation that don't use the internet at all?
There's some Luddites out there.
Why should they have to pay in order to provide people who choose to live in rural areas, why should they pay in order to provide them the service? Even if it's just a temporary... a temporary government program, a temporary
office of broadband,
bit of welfare to these companies, or whether it's a permanent thing. Why should they have to do it? Is it their money or is it your money? Can you vote to take people's money away? If they spend their life, their blood, sweat, and tears, trying to accumulate money, you're essentially taking a piece of their life. With Tax Freedom Day being April the 9th, I believe, this year. That means that the average American spends more than 3 months working.
I hate that term, by the way. I mean, you're never free of taxes. It's just ludicrous.
Okay.
Anyway.
Spends more than a quarter of the year working to pay government taxes. And that means that you're taking that first 3 months of their life, essentially.
But it's okay, Mark, because the government already takes money from us. So what's the big deal if they spend it
right,
on the
ISPs?
Right.
So what difference does it make if it's, Tax Freedom Day is the 9th or the 10th? Or if we reallocate the direction that goes? Well, because it's not fair. If you shouldn't be able to vote people's money away in the same way you shouldn't be able to vote their life away. I've got some money. Wouldn't it be good if the government voted to kill me and my family and take my money and feed poor people with
but
it?
Some people would say that broadband access is a right.
How would they say that?
Well, they've said it.
But how?
They believe in
back
positive
it up.
Rights.
It's important to have broadband access.
If it's a right, wasn't it a right 10 years ago?
Wasn't it
a right 100 years ago? Then how did it get to be a right?
It's a right now, Mark, because it's important.
How?
It's important.
It's important to a certain group of people.
It's critical.
Who believe in positive rights.
But it doesn't even make any sense, those people that believe in positive rights. If it was a right now, it was a right 100 years ago, then how come they didn't have it then?
Really, the way to rephrase that is that it's apparently a right for Time Warner and Comcast to get money from you by force in order so they can expand their business without having to take any risk.
Right.
I mean, isn't that what we're really talking about here?
Exactly.
We're talking about negating the investment factor in taking a risk and expanding your business. In order to go into a new area with cable or DSL service or something like that, or some new internet access, wireless or something like some alternative internet access, you have to take a risk. You have to look at your the demographics of the area and how many people are there and who could possibly subscribe and how much wire you're going to have to run and calculate all these numbers together and say, all right, well, is it worth it for us to do this? Are we going to make our money back? Essentially, by bringing the government in, it's just party time. Well, we'll just take people's money, throw it at these companies, expand their infrastructure for them, and then then they get to make more money down the line thanks to the taxpayers. Why can't they take their own risk? Why can't they risk their own profit margins in order to expand their businesses?
Right. If I live in a rural area, I don't get broadband in the sense that everybody else does. I have a cell phone
and it's not that great.
Some days it's better, some days it's worse, and it seems to vary on the sunlight, how much sunlight there is. But
I don't understand that.
I don't either. That's just my experience and looking out the window and seeing how good or bad my reception is that day. But I'd be willing to pay more than the guy in the city for broadband. I mean, if I had the opportunity to pay $100 a month, I'd pay that in order to have real broadband at my house. There have to be other people that are willing to do that. And
as you said, if you wanted good broadband, you wouldn't have moved out of the city.
Right.
If it were important enough to you, you wouldn't have moved away from the end of the cable line.
That's the decision that I made because I wanted the benefits of living out in a rural area.
I wanted the benefits of living in an urbanized area, and I've got two broadband internet connections.
And it is lightning fast. And when I have to upload some kind of video or something like that, I keep it till I get here, and I just do it real quick. That's life, man.
Yeah. So corporate welfare, not good.
Yeah.
Not good. I mean, I'm not in favor of any.
These companies don't need my money. I need my money. Thank you very much.
Time Warner and Comcast have billions, millions. I mean, between them, they probably have a few billion dollars.
Right. They've already got the government corporate piece of paper that protects them from the liability of their actions. Why in the world should we give them our money, too?
And there are other options. The cell phone companies are greatly expanding their broadband capability.
When local governments don't keep them from putting up towers.
That's a good point.
And then you've got a satellite, too. Satellite's pretty popular. It's not as good as cable or DSL, but it's not bad for a lot of people.
Yeah, I could get satellite, but it seems like the cell phone doesn't work on the cloudiest of days, and that would be the day that the same time that the satellite
wouldn't work either.
Well, I had satellite for a year, and the only time I really had trouble was if a storm was rolling in. If it was a cloudy day, it would be okay, but at that time, about an hour or two, when a storm is rolling in, that's when your connection would drop. Otherwise, it was actually pretty good.
There are always options. I mean, even today, for folks that are living in rural areas, I know that the people in Grafton, New Hampshire, have been recently talking about how they rolled the T1 line up in there or something like that. They've gotten some sort of connection that they've paid to have brought out into the woods, basically.
It can be done.
And they're likely splitting the cost of that connection amongst a number of users to give them some level of broadband access that never existed before because they took the initiative and their own money to go out there and get the service they were looking for. There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. Dial in with whatever you want.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Listen in via our live streams. We've got a broadband and dial-up version of the program. Our webcam is there as well. And the listen lines, different ways for you to listen in, and they're all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. There's a story out of Maryland where a student has been beaten severely by the police. I don't know if either of you have seen this particular video, but it's pretty brutal.
I saw the story about it, but I did not see the video.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. A young man was celebrating a basketball victory, a Maryland basketball team, on March 3rd. As the student walks down the street close to the university's College Park campus, he's seen waving his arms and dancing jovially, likely a little under the influence of some alcohol. He then slows, stops, and backs away upon seeing several horse-mounted police ahead of him. McKenna's then set upon and viciously slammed against a brick wall by dismounted officers in riot gear who pummel him with batons, knocking him unconscious, according to his lawyer. As a hefty officer takes a run up and delivers a forceful blow to the legs, McKenna, still somehow standing, is hacked to the ground. The cops then continue to beat McKenna in the head and body around a dozen times in total as he lays crumpled and motionless, neither resisting nor able to defend himself.
This is going to be one of those stories, I believe, that catches fire because it's just so crazy.
Yeah,
there's video.
This guy does nothing.
Right.
He's just jumping around.
He doesn't even know why they're after him. Like, he just
following the incident, he Stowling was charged with felonies on suspicion of assaulting officers on horseback and their mounts.
Yeah, that's right, because he hit them with his face many times over.
Papers dealing with hit them with the maybe he said something to the cops. Maybe he, because the camera here is very far away from the action, far enough to make it clear what's going on, but not close enough to be able to hear any of what might have transpired. So maybe he said something, a few cops or something like that, and they decided to commence a beating on him. But that still doesn't justify what they did. Cops are supposed to be able to take an FU and keep doing their so-called
right,
job.
A professional would certainly be able to do that.
So papers detailing the charges state that McKenna and another man struck those officers and their horses, causing minor injuries, and that the horses retaliated and injured McKenna and the other man.
The horses?
Yeah.
The horses beat him up like that.
The documents state the two men were running and screaming in the middle of the road, encouraging an unruly crowd to form. Prosecutors dropped the charges upon seeing video of the incident, which was shot by another student. And the video clearly shows McKenna around 6 feet away from the officers on horseback and did nothing to threaten them or provoke retaliation. It also clearly shows that the other man was not even involved in the incident, despite the officers' charging claims. So here's another example. And by the way, this story brought to you by copblock.org. If you want to see the video, the folks over at prisonplanet.com have it. And if you just go for Maryland police brutality on YouTube, you'll likely pull it up as well. But just another example of where a video camera changed everything. The cops had no idea this was being filmed. The videographer was far enough away to where he would have been out of the purview of the police. And so the cops had no idea that their behavior was being caught, although they should always presume it is if there are enough people around. And this is a situation where there were some other people around. But they were caught red-handed just beating the hell out of a college kid. And if that video hadn't been there, then the story would have been their story. And any witnesses that were courageous enough to come out and back their story, and the story of the cops, of which there were several. There were a number of cops on the scene in this case.
This would have fallen like a lead balloon.
They would have all gotten their story straight. The cops would have met with one another. They would have gotten their story straight. Okay, those kids were attacking us.
It would have never had to go anywhere. It would have absolutely...
They would have charged the kids.
The felony charges on this kid would have sucked.
Exactly. And the cops would have, formed their thin blue line and protected one another, and nothing would ever have happened. In this case, the police, I believe, have actually been suspended. I don't know if they've been suspended with pay. That is usually how things typically go down. So that's your latest copblock.org story here on Free Talk Live. Wayne, you wanted to share something with us here before we wrap the night out.
Yes, I found a rather disturbing story from January of this year about some of the statistics of the military. Well, here's a shocking statistic that you won't hear in most Western news media. Over the past 9 years, more U.S. military personnel have taken their own lives than have died in action in either the wars in Iraq or Afghanistan. These are official figures from the U.S. Department of Defense, yet somehow they have not been deemed newsworthy to report.
Where's the source on this?
This is, the website is globalresearch.ca.
Okay, Canadian website.
Yes, Canadian website. Gulf Daily News, I guess, as well.
I have to say that is shocking.
I find that shocking. Yeah, it's crazy.
You're talking about thousands of people taking their own lives.
Yes, and since 2001, when Washington launched its so-called War on Terror, there's been a dramatic year-on-year increase in U.S. military suicides, particularly in the Army, which has borne the brunt of fighting abroad. Last year saw the highest total number since such records began in 1980. Prior to 2001... the suicide rate in the U.S. military was lower than that for the general U.S. population. Now it is nearly double the national average.
Prior to the beginning of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, they were lower than the average.
The suicide rate was lower, and now it's almost double, the general population. I find that troubling.
Well, why is that, Wayne? Why do you think that those folks are killing themselves?
Well, I think they're probably going over there and realizing it's just like in Vietnam. The guys, you'd say, well, what are we fighting for? Once they get over there, they get pretty discouraged. But what's even more disturbing is that the official figures only count victims of suicide among serving active personnel.
Oh.
Not included are the veterans.
Oh, my gosh.
Officially classed as civilians who take their own lives.
Right, so they're not even counting those numbers. Who knows? I mean, because when you get back from, and I'm going based on what I've been told. Thank goodness I've never actually had to go through this. But when some people get back from fighting in a war zone, they've got some serious mental issues to deal with. I mean, you've watched your friends die. You've watched children being blown up. You've watched, maybe you've even participated in killing innocent people, like those people in the helicopter video from WikiLeaks. Maybe you actually did those things and you end up regretting it down the line. You realize that what you did was wrong.
You get caught up in the mob mentality and you just did it.
The depleted uranium and all whatever other chemicals they just, you know, use.
Yeah, they test whatever stuff they
feel
on
like,
you.
Feel like, you know, affect your mental acuity.
Feel like you're owed something because you were promised by the military that they were going to take care of you, and then they start screwing you left and right. You're being denied.
Because once you're a veteran, you're useless.
You're being denied the coverage and the treatment that you were told that you were going to get, and, you know, your girlfriend left you while you were over there. You come back to a life that doesn't exist because if you entered the military at age 18, you haven't really built any useful skills in the marketplace. You're a 20-something-year-old guy, and you've never really worked before. So it can be a daunting task for people that have seen action to come back and fit themselves into the regular non-violent society. We can only speculate, right, Wayne, on how many of them might have taken their own lives.
Well, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs calculates that over 6,000 former service personnel commit suicide each year.
Good Lord.
And there's, been three, more, four or 5,000 in both areas, but probably closer to 5,000, maybe 6,000 people in Afghanistan and Iraq since the beginning of hostilities there. So that's more in 1 year than,
6,000 a year, they estimate, from their own numbers.
Crazy.
And just imagine being deployed. Let's say you have a family, Mark, and you're deployed, and you're talking with your wife. You're writing to your wife, and she's saying, well, we're on food stamps now, you know, because you can't make the same kind of living that you can make in the private sector, obviously.
Sure.
And those guys don't get paid that much. And then finally you come home, and obviously your wife had to move into a little one-bedroom apartment with your son. And can you imagine how depressing that would be? And then you can't find a job because look at the economy now.
Mm, right.
Wow.
Wow.
What a way to top off the show.
Yeah. No, it's depressing. But
it is. It's terrible.
But it starts with this because people have to start saying, hell no, we're not going to go.
If only more of them would. I mean, gosh, they would be so much better off. Imagine how much better off you'd be if you made the mistake of joining the military and you just stopped refusing to obey. In some cases, we've seen stories where people have been discharged. We've had people call the show who said they've been discharged simply because they weren't going to go along with it anymore, and the military just decided to get rid of them. There always is the possibility of a court-martial and spending some time in jail, but, man, I'd rather be sitting in a jail cell at some Fed, I guess maybe it's a military jail, so maybe it's worse than the average minimum security Fed prison. But
mostly they'll put them in these sort of platoons that don't do anything, where they're just, like, it's not entirely the brig. Different things happen to different people.
I mean, if you're going to non-cooperate and not do anything, they're likely going to put you in the brig. So I don't know. I would love to hear from some military people that have some experience with this as far as what it's like. But, man, you're safer not going along with the plans and just accepting whatever punishment that they decide to throw your way than catching some bullets and watching your buddies get blown away and having to deal with all of that.
And worst of all, killing other people and then thinking about it for the rest of your life. Just remember what General Smedley Butler said. There's only two things worth fighting for, your family and the Bill of Rights. Everything else is just a racket.
800-2-Wait, we're done. What are you talking about? It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Out for tonight. Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-